Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 93, Scene 1. Lord Brahma and the demigods visit Dwaraka. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Lord Brahma then set off for Dwaraka, accompanied by his own sons, as well as by the demigods and the great Prajapatis. Lord Shiva, the bestower of auspiciousness to all living beings, also went, surrounded by many ghostly creatures. And the powerful Lord Indra, along with the Maruts, Adityas, Vasus, Ashvanis, Ribhus, Angiras, Rudras, Vishvedevas, Sadhyas, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Siddhas, Charanas, Guyakas, the great sages and forefathers, as well as the Vidyadharas and Kinnaras, all arrived at the city of Dwaraka, hoping to see Lord Krishna. By his transcendental form, the Supreme Lord Krishna enchanted all human beings and spread his own fame throughout the worlds. The Lord's glories destroy all contamination within the universe. And in that resplendent city of Dwaraka, rich with all superior opulences, the demigods beheld with unsatiated eyes the wonderful form of Sri Krishna. The demigods covered the Supreme Lord of the universe with flower garlands brought from the gardens of heaven. And then they praised Krishna, the best of the Yadu dynasty, with statements containing charming words and ideas. The demigods then began to speak. Our dear Lord, advanced mystic yogis striving for liberation from the severe bondage of material work, meditate with great devotion upon your lotus feet within their hearts. Dedicating our intelligent senses, vital air, mind, and power of speech to your lordship, we demigods bow down at your lotus feet. O Lord Ajita, O unconquerable Lord, you engage your illusory energy, composed of three modes, to unleash, maintain, and devastate the inconceivable manifest cosmos, all within your own self. As the supreme superintendent of Maya, you appear to be situated within the interaction of the modes of nature. However, you are never affected by material activities. In fact, you are directly engaged in your own eternal spiritual bliss, and thus you cannot be accused of any material infection. O greatest of all, those whose consciousness is polluted by illusion cannot purify themselves merely by ordinary worship, study of the Vedas, charity, austerity, or ritual activities. Dear Lord, those pure souls who have developed a powerful transcendental faith in your glories achieve a purified state of existence that can never be attained by those lacking such faith. Great sages, desiring the highest benefit in life, always cherish your lotus feet within their hearts, which are melted by love for you. And similarly, your self-controlled devotees, desiring to cross beyond the material kingdom of heaven to achieve opulence equal to yours, worship your lotus feet in the morning, at noon, and in the evening. Thus, they meditate upon your lordship in your quadruple expansion, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Your lotus feet are just like a blazing fire that burns to ashes all the inauspicious desires for material sense gratification. Those about to offer oblations into the fire of sacrifice, in accordance with the Rig, Yajur, and Samavedas, meditate upon your lotus feet. And similarly, the practitioners of transcendental yoga meditate upon your lotus feet, hoping for knowledge about your divine mystic potency. But the most elevated pure devotees perfectly worship your lotus feet, desiring to cross beyond your illusory potency. O Almighty Lord, you are so kind to your servants that you have accepted this withered flower garland that we have placed upon your chest. And since the goddess of fortune makes her abode on your transcendental chest, she will undoubtedly become agitated like a jealous co-wife upon seeing our offering also dwelling there. And yet, you are so merciful that you will neglect your eternal consort Lakshmi and accept our offering as most excellent worship. O merciful Lord, may your lotus feet always act as a blazing fire to consume the inauspicious desires within our hearts. O omnipotent Lord, in your incarnation as Trivikrama, you raised your leg like a flagpole in order to break the shell of the universe, allowing the holy Ganges to flow down like a banner of victory in three branches throughout the three planetary systems. By three mighty steps of your lotus feet, your lordship captured Bali Maharaj along with his universal kingdom. Your lotus feet inspire fear in the demons by driving them down to hell, whereas your lotus feet inspire fearlessness among your devotees by elevating them to the perfection of heavenly life. Our Lord, we are sincerely trying to worship you. Therefore, may your lotus feet kindly free us from all of our sinful reactions. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the transcendental entity who is superior to both material nature and the enjoyer of nature. May your lotus feet bestow upon us transcendental pleasure. All of the great demigods, beginning with myself, are embodied living entities, struggling painfully with one another under the strict control of your time factor. We are just like bulls being dragged by ropes tied through our pierced noses. You are the cause of the creation, maintenance, and destruction of this universe. And as time, you regulate the subtle and manifest states of material nature, and you control every living being. As the threefold wheel of time, you diminish all things by your imperceptible actions, and thus you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O dear Lord, the original Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, acquires his creative potency from you, and thus with infallible energy, Lord Mahavishnu impregnates material nature, producing the Mahatattva. Then, the Mahatattva, which is the amalgamated material energy endowed with your potency, produces from itself the primeval golden egg of the universe, which is covered by various layers of material elements. O Lord, you are the supreme creator of this universe, and you are the ultimate controller of all moving and non-moving living entities. You are Hrishikesha, the supreme controller of all sensory activity, and thus you never become contaminated or entangled in the course of your supervision of the infinite sensory activities within this material creation. On the other hand, other living entities, even yogis and philosophers, are disturbed and frightened simply by remembering the material objects which they have supposedly renounced in their pursuit of enlightenment. O Lord, you are living with 16,000 exquisitely beautiful aristocratic wives. By their irresistible coy and smiling glances, and also by their lovely arching eyebrows, they send you messages of eager conjugal love. But they are completely unable to disturb the mind and senses of your lordship. The nectar-bearing rivers of discussions about you, and also the holy rivers generated from the bathing of your lotus feet, are able to destroy all contamination within these three worlds. Those who are striving for purification associate with those holy narrations of your glories by hearing them with their ears, and they associate with the holy rivers flowing from your lotus feet by physically bathing in them.